bum 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 bum.
Welcome to
World According to Noah.
Welcome to
World According to Noah.
So what was the wonderful song we got today?
I don't know.
Just some tune you decided to come up with?
Yeah. I didn't have an idea, so I just made something up.
That works, I guess. You used to have a theme song. Do you remember what that was?
No.
I don't either. We'd have to go back and listen to some of the original episodes.
It was probably copyrighted.
No, because you... I think it was some game song or something. I don't remember what it was. But, you know, that was a long time ago. You were a lot younger then. You were 9, almost 10, I think, when we started.
I was 10.
I don't know. We'll have to look. So, this week is going to be a spoiler episode.
A Planet of the Apes.
Of a old movie.
Very old.
From 2011. We watched Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
I'm older than the planet, Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Older than the current reboot of Planet of the Apes.
That's current?
Well, the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth movie comes out this year.
Yeah, I want to see that, but I don't know.
Well, you got a couple more movies to get to before we can watch that one.
Aw.
But before we get to that, how's your week been?
Good.
Anything interesting happen this week?
No.
No. All we did was watch a movie?
Yeah.
Didn't do anything this week, did we?
No.
Didn't do anything over the weekend?
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah. We went to the St. Patrick's Parade. How was that?
Boring.
It was not good this year. It was a lot shorter this year than normal, wasn't it?
Yes.
And usually, we are usually at the end of the parade, and it seems like they must have thrown all their stuff out at the beginning of the parade, because by the time they got to us, they weren't throwing much stuff. I mean, all we got was some beads and maybe 5 or 6 pieces of candy, right?
Yeah.
That was about it. I had fun. Just because we just had a good time. But overall, it was not as fun as normal. And then we didn't do anything on actual St. Patrick's Day, did we?
You two went somewhere.
Huh?
You and Mom went somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed home.
Yes, that was what happened. We didn't go anywhere, though.
I can't.
We went to the zoo.
I can't do anything on St. Patrick's Day, so.
Huh?
Because, what's St. Patrick say without a Guinness?
I don't know. You've had 13 of them. You tell me.
No, I haven't.
You didn't have 13 St. Patrick's Days?
Oh. Well, it's boring.
No. Your mom didn't have a Guinness.
Well, she had a beer, but that doesn't count.
All right. So, this week we are going to talk about Planet of the Apes, but we do have a surprise to talk about something to begin with. Almost forgot about this.
What?
Noah, go get the Coke from the refrigerator. So I found the latest flavor of Coke in the store the other day, and what is the name of it?
Raspberry Spiced.
Coca-Cola Spiced, and what's it say it is?
At the bottom it says raspberry.
So Raspberry Spiced Coca-Cola. It's got a little small can. All right. Pop it open. Don't make a mess. Ah, the satisfying sound of Coca-Cola. But I don't know how satisfying it's going to be.
Tastes like regular Coke.
No, it doesn't. Tastes like fizz. It tastes like flat Coke, but with fizz.
It tastes like flat Coke, but if you put water in it.
That doesn't taste watered down to me. Apparently you like it. You're just chugging the thing down.
I only had like 5 little sips.
But to me it tastes like flat Coke, But it's not flat because it's got the fizz.
Six.
And it's got a little fruit flavor in it.
The can's weird.
Yeah, it's a small can. So what do you think? Yes or no?
No.
You wouldn't buy this again?
No. Even though I already had 7 sips.
Yeah. I don't think that would be my next go-to Coke. I think my favorite Coke
is the original. The one that came in the gray can.
I like cherry Coke. What's the gray can?
The old one. Like, the first one. It looks like that, but instead of, like, the red, it was just gray.
I don't remember that one. Normal, regular Coke is red.
No, the original one.
I know, that's what I'm talking about.
No, not that one. The first original one.
Like, from the 1800s?
No, not from the 1800s.
I mean, that's what the original Coke looks like.
No.
It looked like that because it had a... I don't remember Coke's having a pull tab.
No, look at a gray Coke can.
Let's see, in a gray can. And nothing comes up.
Look at images.
That?
Not that one. What? Why is that $5,000? $50,000.
I don't know. What is that? This is a factory error. Somebody wants $50,000 for a Coke can because it's not printed correctly. They even have a little
case for it. And then someone wants rare factory sealed empty. How is it?
What in the world? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, that one.
This one's $31,000. We're currently looking at eBay when we're supposed to be talking about other stuff.
Collector's item.
That one's caffeine free.
I don't know how that's a collector's item.
And once again, it says it's a factory error. I don't know what the error is. I guess because the Coke is not lined up correctly. You know, Coke's supposed to be kind of like that, and it's way up top. Whatever. I ain't paying $31,000 for a...
The other one was $500. That one.
$50,000.
No, $585. Oh, that one? Yeah.
Well, that one's empty.
How is it a rare one if it's sealed and it's empty?
I'm not sure if they poked a hole in it or what. Unless it came from the factory sealed and it was empty. It just didn't get any Coke in it.
That guy won $6,000 for one.
Yeah.
It was also empty.
Stupid. But, let's see.
Oh.
Where?
Oh my goodness.
Which one?
The two.
Two. What in the world is that?
That was from 1966.
A steel can. It's got the pull tab. You don't remember those, do you?
No.
You wouldn't remember them because it was from a long time ago. So that whole thing pulled off and left a hole.
That guy wants $347,000.
Let's stop looking at these stupid things.
Why do people want that for that much money?
See. I'm still trying to find your...
It was...
Gray can Coke. I don't know. I think we have to give up the search for your gray can Coke. Because actually, it used to be in a bottle.
He knows?
Huh? He knows. But the original Coke, before it became Coke Classic, tasted better.
Is this whole podcast going to be about Coca-Cola?
That's what I said. We're going to stop talking about... We're done talking about Coke.
But what about the $3,000? $3,400.
Do you know the story behind Coke Classic?
No.
Well, we'll talk about this, and then we're going to go to apes. You darn dirty ape. So, there was Coca-Cola, right?
Yeah.
And they thought, see, this is the story. It's partially urban myth because nobody knows for sure except a few people. But Coke was losing some ground to Pepsi. Now, do you know what the difference in, you've had Pepsi and you've had Coke, right?
Yeah.
Pepsi's a little sweeter than Coke, right?
Yeah, and Pepsi tastes better.
I don't think that's true. But anyway, so Coke was losing some ground to Pepsi. So they came out with New Coke. New Coke, in my opinion, have you ever had RC? It's kind of like a... It's pretty good.
You never got me an RC.
I think we've had one. You just don't remember. But it kind of... So they were losing ground to Pepsi, and so they came out with New Coke. New Coke tasted a lot more like Pepsi than it did Coke. Everybody got mad. So then they came out with Coke Classic. And that was supposed to be like the new, the old Coke. But it still didn't taste like the old Coke. The theory is they were having to change over from using, they were changing over from using sugar to cane syrup.
Cane syrup?
That's what it's called.
I thought you were going to say cane sugar.
Well, it's cane syrup. Or not, corn syrup. That's what it is. Not cane, corn syrup. So originally it had sugar. Then when it came back out as original, or Coke Classic, then it had corn syrup in it.
So you're trying. So you're trying to say, the first one was good, and then they made a second one that everybody didn't like.
Correct.
And then they,
because it didn't taste like Coke anymore.
And then they tried to make an.
No, then they came back out with Coca-Cola Classic, which was supposed to taste like the original one that was first.
But it didn't.
But it didn't really taste. That was what we have now.
That was in a Futurama episode.
Well.
But it wasn't about Coke. It was about, like, slime or something like
Blurp
that.
Or something.
Yeah, weird. It was Blurp.
Was it Blurp?
Yeah, and, like...
Because we had, I had some little nerdy thing that was Blurp Cola. What, didn't I?
I think it was like, it was a giant snail king. And, like...
Okay. Anyway, that really happened in the early 80s. Coke became New Coke, which became Coke Classic. So, all right, that's enough Coke talk. This is supposed to be about what?
Monkey Planet.
No.
Rise of the Apes.
Apes, not monkeys.
What's the difference?
Monkeys have tails. Apes do not. Okay. So, what did you think? Whoa! What did you think of Planet of the Apes?
Monkeys. I meant apes.
Before we go any further, if you don't want to be spoiled about a 2011 movie, cut us off now. 2011.
Wait.
Oh my gosh. Are we really having to do the math? 3, 4.
No, wait. 12 years ago.
If you don't want to be spoiled on this movie, cut us off. It's your last warning, because we're going to talk about the whole thing. 3, 2, 1. Okay. So, Planet of the Apes. So, it was based on a book. Le Planet des Singes. It came out in 1963. And then, let's see, how many books were there? It doesn't really say. The original series came out in 1968. But...
They made a video game about it?
Okay, I'm sorry. Originally, it was a movie that came out in 68. And another movie. You had Planet of the Apes, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, Escape from the Planet of the Apes, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, Battle for the Planet of the Apes. So you had all those movies, and in between those movies, you had a TV show, Planet of the Apes, which came out in 1974. And an animated series that came out after the movies. It was 1975 to 1976. And then we redid them. In 2001, we had a remake of Planet of the Apes. And then in 2011... The one we're talking about today is Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And that's the current remake that we're still working on.
There was a game about it?
I guess, if that's what it says.
It says games at the bottom.
It appears that there was 1, 2, 3, 4 games.
Can you show me the picture of the first one?
2001, Planet of the Apes. Doesn't show anything.
I'd play.
The other one was VR. Oh, no.
What other one?
That one says Crisis on the Planet of the Apes. That was VR. It came out in 2018. So I don't know what VR it actually came on. So, remember what the apes looked like in the movie we watched?
Yeah.
Pretty realistic, right?
Small.
What do you mean small? The gorilla's huge.
No, I meant the apes. Not the gorillas. Of course the gorilla's going to be huge.
He was as tall as the guy was. Remember when they hugged?
Well, yeah, because the guy was short. He's probably like 5'4".
This, you ready to see what they look like in the series?
What?
Ah! In the series... It kind of, and in the original movies, it took place in a alternate universe. The apes were the smart people.
The humans.
The humans were the... The humans were more like cave people. And then some astronauts landed on the planet somehow. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen it. And one of the astronauts is the one that said, "You darn dirty apes!" And that's where they came up with that in the movie we watched. You remember him saying that?
No.
Yeah, he said it.
Who? The guy falling out of the helicopter?
I don't remember. No, it was before that. But, anyway, that's kind of a history of Planet of the Apes. What did you think of the movie?
My favorite part was when he yelled,
When who yelled? Oh, when...
The ape. Caesar.
Caesar. I was about to say, I can't think of his name.
Caesar is home.
When he decided he could finally talk?
Yeah.
Why? How could he talk all of a sudden? Because he got dosed up with that new medicine, remember?
No, he got dosed up by... He had 2 doses of that medicine.
Well, he just sprayed it in there, and he got some more of it. And that made them all smarter. So all the apes in the, what was it called? The primate sanctuary or something like that. He made them all smart. And then what'd they do after they made them all smart?
They broke out.
They broke out of the sanctuary and did what?
Killed a guy. Freed all the other ones.
Did they? They didn't kill one for a little while, right? Because Caesar wasn't letting them kill him at first, right?
No, they killed him. They killed him right as he broke out.
No, he killed himself. Because he tried to turn. He had the
electric shocker thing,
and Caesar hit him with water, so he kind of killed himself.
I don't know why you would turn it on.
I don't know. That was pretty dumb.
You darn dirty apes.
So, they escape there, and then where do they go?
The zoo.
the zoo.
And the scientific place.
Yeah, they go to the zoo. They split up, I guess, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then some went to the zoo to free all the apes and gorillas there.
The other
people. And the other ones went to the lab.
To free the ones in the lab.
To free the ones they were experimenting on.
Jacobs.
Oh, Jacobs was the...
The owner.
The head guy of the lab. Oh. I guess the money guy.
I thought he was really the owner. Scientist.
He might have been. I don't know. But he was... Well, that would make him the money guy if he was the owner, right?
Yeah. And then he got... I don't know how he outrun a bunch of apes.
He got out and got in a helicopter.
I don't know how he outrun them. Ran them.
Where do they take... Where do they go to and make their final stand?
The bridge.
What bridge?
The Chicago Bridge.
No.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden Gate Bridge. Because when Caesar was little, they took him across the Golden Gate Bridge to where? Do you remember?
The forest.
The John Muir Woods.
I don't remember the whole name of the John Muir Woods.
I might not have remembered if I hadn't wanted to go there when we went to San Francisco.
That was the final stance was literally what we saw at San Francisco.
What?
The fog over the bridge.
Yeah. That was one thing we'll never forget, is it?
The fog?
The fog. The fog so bad in San Francisco, it's got a name, didn't it?
I thought it was...
Yeah, it's called something.
Smog.
No, it's fog, but they named it, but I don't remember.
The Great Smog of Chicago.
It's not Chicago.
Whatever.
It is San Francisco. It is completely the other side of the continent.
I don't remember where the Golden Gate Bridge is.
We've been there. Have you been to Chicago?
Yes.
No.
No.
Goofball. All right. So they make their final stand on the
bridge.
The Golden Gate Bridge, because they're trying to get to Muir Woods because of what's in Muir Woods.
Trees.
The giant redwoods. So the cops try to stop them. Was it the cops and the National Guard, I think?
It was the cops and the SWAT.
Yeah, SWAT. There wasn't even National Guard yet. I think one of my favorite scenes has to be when the monkey or ape comes flying through the fog on horseback.
I thought you were going to say falling.
No.
Nope.
That was the first one you saw get killed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How did he... What did he fall from?
The top of the Golden Gate Bridge.
The guy was a... He was a sniper or something?
No, he had an LMG. Remember, he was... No, that was the first one. And then he started... Oh, no. After they... Yeah. The guy shot him with the sniper, and then, he started gunning him down. They killed Big Gorilla.
They did. What was the gorilla doing?
Saving Caesar.
Yep. He pulled Caesar off to the side.
Not Buck.
Yep, that was the name of the original gorilla.
It was probably Buck or a different gorilla. I don't know.
No, that's who it was. And he stopped Caesar from being shot and then leapt into the helicopter. And it crashed.
We didn't even say what started at the movie. We just started with the primate place.
Well, what part did you want to talk about?
Well, there wasn't really anything fun at the beginning.
Well, and I guess... Caesar's mom was captured out of the jungle.
And then killed.
And then killed because she was trying to protect Caesar. And the scientists didn't know she had a baby in there. But she had been getting experimental drugs for Alzheimer's, right?
Yeah. And then they use it on the dad.
And the drug passed from the mom to Caesar. And that's why Caesar was so smart when he was growing up. But yes, the scientist who brought Caesar home. His dad had Alzheimer's, so they gave him the medicine as well. And it made him better for a while.
He started playing Mozart in the morning or something like that.
Yeah, he was playing some piano stuff.
The dad.
So the dad was better from the medicine until his body got used to the medicine, and then he got worse, right?
Yeah, and then he died.
Well, that's what happened at first. He got worse, and he was left at home by himself, and that's why Caesar got put in the primate place. It was because the dad tried to steal somebody's car because he thought it was his, and the guy who it belonged to was beating the dad up.
Yeah.
And Caesar saw it through the window.
No, he grabbed the dad.
He was being rough with the dad.
Rawr.
And Caesar saw it, and he went out to protect the dad and beat up the guy. And bit his... What'd he do?
Finger off.
He bit his finger off.
I don't know how he's a pilot.
He can still be a pilot with one missing a finger.
Well, yeah, but it'd be like...
Anyway, that's how Caesar ended up in the primate building. All right, so the big battle. They get across the bridge. They run off into the woods. The scientist guy finds Caesar. No, that was on the bridge, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then...
Was it on the bridge or was it in the woods when he talked?
It was in the...
Was it in the woods?
Yeah, and then...
I guess if he said that while he was on the bridge, that wouldn't make sense, would it? So he found Caesar in Myrrh Woods, and Caesar came down to him, and he said what?
Caesar home now.
Because he was trying to tell Caesar, come back with me and we'll go live at home. I don't care what they say. And then Caesar spoke again, but he actually said a phrase this time. What was it one more time?
Caesar home now.
Caesar home now.
Or it may have been Caesar is home now.
It was
probably
like that.
Caesar home now.
So then the apes all take to the trees and run around the forest, and he leaves. And that's pretty much how there was an end credit scene, wasn't there?
Yeah. The guy that beat up
the pilot that got his finger bit off. What happened? I don't even remember now.
Didn't he get sneezed on by the other dude?
Yes. So, I forgot about that part.
They were trying to make the very other smart monkey very more smarter.
No, what it was, he redid the formula and made it... Because you remember at first he had to give it in a shot.
And now they made it a gas.
Increased the formula, and it was a gas. And then one of the scientists got sick with the gas. And he was sneezing and coughing blood. And he was trying to find the scientist. And he sneezed on...
The pilot.
The pilot guy. That was earlier in the movie. And then the post-credit scene, he's walking through the airport.
And he coughs up blood.
And then it shows him on a flight to like Paris or something.
No, it was New York.
No, he was going somewhere overseas, I thought.
It said New York.
Oh, what?
That's where it zoomed into.
Okay, well, it was New York, and then it showed all these planes going around because he was spreading the disease. Because all he had to do was cough on one person, and that person coughs on another person. Dun, dun, dun. They predicted COVID.
Aww.
All right. So overall, what'd you think?
It was okay.
It was good enough for you to want to watch the other ones?
The other ones might have more things.
What do you mean?
Like more action. Not just talkity talk talk.
Yeah, because I mean the apes have already escaped, so they're all living in the woods, right?
Even the humans.
The humans are living in the woods?
Yeah, remember they pushed the humans back. Remember the SWAT and police people were telling the people to go? That they brought in the cavalry.
Yeah, and that's where the horse came from. If you hadn't seen it, it's worth watching. Because you kind of need to know the backstory before you watch the next three movies.
Five.
No, there's only two movies other than the one we watched, and then one comes out this summer.
I thought it was on my birthday.
Oh, is it? May's considered the summer. Anyway, check it out. You might enjoy it. Do we have anything else we want to tell the people?
Like and subscribe. Go to worldaccordingtonoah@gmail.com if you want a free sticker.
They're going fast.
Wink, wink.
Send us an email. We ain't gotten one in a while. We'd love to talk about you. Say what we, you know, tell us what you think. We'll tell everybody that you like us enough to send us an email. Go to iTunes and, or I guess Apple Podcast, and give us a like and a comment. We'd love for that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess that's it for this week. You got anything else?
No.
No? All right. Have a great week.
Goodbye.